don't know why. He's sorry anyway.
This song, The Brandy Tree, was written by Gordon Bach. We think it's sort of nice for this time of year, too. He claims he collected it from an otter. But a few years ago, when when Danny was in about the sixth grade, he was home one day from school. I don't know whether it was legitimate or he was pretending to be sick. But anyway, I was looking out the kitchen window, and I saw coming over the snow an otter just cross-country skiing, sort of. He'd take a big, long glide, about 8-foot or 10-foot glide, and then another push, and then another glide. It was the most beautiful thing I ever saw, and I suddenly remembered that Danny was up in the attic, and I hollered upstairs to him, and so he got a really good view of it going across the field below our house, this otter just going very fast and very smoothly. So when Gordon wrote this song, we were very pleased to be able to learn it.
Actually, we thought we heard snatches of singing from the otter as he went across the field. And then when Gordon said he'd learned the song from an otter, we knew what the deal was.
Minor tuning, we'll play some minor fiddle tunes. Rodney's Glory, will we? And Sally in the Garden, and Napoleon Crossing the Alps.
No, the Rhine. Rhine.
Rhine. Doesn't matter. Joe Hickerson was
crossing
telling me
over.
That an old man out west played this played this tune and announced it as Napoleon crossing the Rockies.
And well, the Mississippi.
Or the Mississippi. And some well-traveled person spoke to him afterwards and said, you know, it's Napoleon crossing the Alps. So the next time this old fiddler played it, he got up and introduced it as Napoleon crossing the Rockies. And he said, there are those who differ. Point out these beautiful cases that Andy Spence made for me. Andy's back there. Yeah. This one was my harp.
Now we come to the point where we're doing the songs that we've never done before.
Oh, I don't understand that at all. I don't understand his philosophy. Well, we had some disagreement about what we were going to do. That's why. We're going to do my choice. distance, many miles from off your sway. Come and assist me this very moment, or to pass away some time. Singing sweetly and completely, songs of play. Set with the May Day Carol because we're anxious to hear Bob and Evelyn. So.
Fetch me a bowl of
of cream. If not a bowl of your sweet cream, a bowl of your brown beer, the Lord knows when we'll meet again to come another year. I have been traveling all this night and sometime all this day, now returning home again, I've brought you a branch of May. Send you a happy May.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to introduce Bob and Evelyn Beers. Bob and Evelyn Beers.
Actually, I was very upset and disappointed. Now, I've been here for an hour and a half, and I figure that since Adam and Eve, there's been 4,061,000,000 songs written. And no one has sung the greatest song of them all. I figure, now, you couldn't sing that many songs, of course, but I figure that someone ought to sing the greatest song of all of them. So, what we figured today was that we were going to do a children's concert, and all the children have left. So, we're going to do a children's concert for adults today, and you can all get involved in it. So, first of all, I don't know what that was. First of all, we're going to do that great song that I told you about. Now, that 4,061,000,000 songs doesn't count the otter songs. There's a song that we learned from people at Fox Hollow called I'm Gonna Tell. I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna tell,
I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell, I'll get you in trouble for everything you do, I'm gonna tell on you,
try it now,
I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell, I'll get you in trouble for everything you do, I'm gonna tell on you.
Now every time we do this song I'm disappointed. Downright disappointed because you never remember how nasty you were when you used to say that. You always sing it kind of straight, as if you were always nice people. And you know you weren't. So let's sing it the right way.
I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell. I'll get you in trouble for anything you do. I'm gonna tell on you. I'm gonna tell that you busted a plate. I'll tell all about the banana you ate. I'll tell on you one time, I'll tell on you two. I'm gonna tell on you.
Country and Western. I think that we ought to do our favorite country and Western tune. Besides, with so much, social work going on, we ought to do some work for the cowboys. And this is a song. This is a song about a cowboy. And please don't laugh because it's a sad song. It's a very tragic song. It goes like this. Incidentally, a cowboy song always starts with O. And I can't remember how it goes. How does it go? Oh, yeah, I had the wrong O. There are eight O's. It starts with O, 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 O. And I go, oh, that's the one we do. Oh, a cowboy, he lay dying, as cowboys oft-times will. He called his friends around him. He said, I'm feeling ill. You can have my boots and saddle. You can have my fancy vest. But there's just one thing I'll ask of you, my final last request. Take my false teeth back to mother. Lay them gently in her hand. Sees my false teeth, she will surely understand that I'm a dying cowboy. How can you refuse? Take my false teeth back to mother. They are something she might use. And when the song had ended, as songs so often do, and the dying cowboy died, as cowboys always do. They rode in all directions till they found his poor mother. They said, your son is dead, ma'am. His final last words were,
take my false teeth back to mother. Lay them gently in her hand.
my false teeth, she will surely understand that I'm a dying cowboy. How can you refuse? Take my false teeth back to mother.
Speak Spanish here. You speak Spanish. Only one person?
You're safe then.
My God. Well, let's all learn a Spanish song. Now, in North America, we have a song, MacDonald Had a Farm. But down in South America, they have a different song. It's Mi Chacra, or My Farm. And goes like this. Ven gonna ver mi chacra, que es hermosa. Ven gonna ver mi chacra, que es hermosa. Ah, patito, as you see. Ah, patito, as you see.
Meow, meow.
Okay, now, which one did you do? The duck or the cat? Gatito. Oh, I was doing patito, which is the... Yeah.
All right. Come on,
okay,
let's do
which
this.
One are we going to do first?
The cat first.
The cat.
And the duck and
okay. And now, all you have to see, ven gonna ver mi chakra, que hermosa. Now you.
Ven gonna ver mi chakra, que hermosa.
El gatito hacia, see that? The cat
meow.
Goes like this.
Meow.
And you have to go like that. El gatito hacia, see.
Meow.
El gatito hacia, see. Paso camarado, paso, paso, paso. Oh, paso camarado, paso camarado, paso, paso, paso. Oh, paso camarado, paso camarado, paso, paso, paso. Oh, paso camarado, paso camarado, paso, paso, paso. Then gonna bear me chakra, queso hermosa. Then gonna bear me chakra, queso hermosa. El patito hacia sí. El patito hacia si, now you.
Quack, quack.
Oh, pas camarado, pas camarado, paso, paso, pas. 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 Then gonna ver mi chakra, que es hermosa.
Then gonna ver mi chakra, que es hermosa.
Portuguese now. Oh, Parquinho, what's the other, the rest of it? I forgot.
Faz
assim.
Faz assim.
Faz assim, yes.
Parquinho, faz
assim. El Parquinho, faz assim. Now, what is that? Yeah. Let's all do it. Oh, Parquinho, faz assim. Oh, Parquinho, faz assim. Oh, pas camarado, pas camarado, paso, paso, pas. 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 Who can whinny like a horse? Let's hear it. I mean, a real...
That's pretty good.
That's cheating. Then gonna ver mi chakra, que es hermosa. Then gonna ver mi chakra, que es hermosa. El caballo hacia sí. El caballo hacia sí. Oh, pas camarado, pas camarado, paso, paso, pas. Oh, pas camarado, pas camarado, paso, paso, pas.
Oh, pas camarado, pas camarado, paso, paso, pas.
Oh, pas camarado, pas camarado, paso, paso, pas. Oh, pas camarado, pas camarado, paso, paso, pas. Oh, pas camarado, pas camarado, Now, we do the two foxes a little differently than we did it on our album, and when we do it for kids. So we'll do it as we do it for kids. One cold, frosty night.
One cold, frosty night.
I believe.
And all the girls say,
I believe.
And the men say,
it was in the winter.
Two foxes went out for some prey. They trotted a long and frolicking song to cheer their lonely way, way, way.
To cheer their lonely way.
They trotted along.
They trotted along.
In hopes.
In hopes.
To find.
A
rabbit or a goose astray. Well, at last they came to some better game in the farmer's barn by the way, way, way.
In the farmer's barn by the way.
On the roost there sat.
On the roost there sat.
Some chickens.
Some chickens.
Very, very fat. As a fox, he could wish for his dinner. Well, at last they found a hole by the ground, and they both went in like sinners, sinners, sinners.
And they both went in like sinners.
They both went in.
They both went in.
With a squeeze.
With a squeeze.
And a grin. And the chickens, they were quickly killed. Well, one of them munched and he feasted and he lunched till his belly was fairly filled, filled, filled.
Till his belly was fairly filled.
The other fox was wise.
The other fox was wise.
He looked all around.
He looked all around.
With both of his eyes. And would heartily eat it all. For when he came in with a squeeze and a grin, he noticed that the hole was small, small, small.
He noticed that the hole was small.
The other fox, you see.
The other fox, you see.
From embarrassment.
Embarrassment.
At the end of a farmer's pole, he got that way with a wick and a whack, with his bottom corked up in a hole, hole, hole.
With his bottom corked up in a hole.
Well, that's most of you that know our music know the song Brown Girl that we do, but it's a favorite one with us, and we do it every chance we get because we like it so well. And so let's see, let us pick out someone to play the maracas. And there she sits in a red dress and sweater back there, and I'll bet she'd come up and play them if I asked her to, right? She's looking. Uh-huh. Now let's see if we can find somebody else. Let's see. Hmm. Is there a boy? About. Hmm. All right. We want someone about 6 feet tall. Tom, where are you? Good. Great. Then, let's see. There we go. We'll show you in a minute.
I'm I'm not really over 6 feet tall.
Now, we shake them like this. It goes like this. There's a brown girl in the lane. La 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 la. There's a brown girl in the lane. La 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 la. Try that now. There's a brown girl in the lane. Fantastic. I'll bet you play something like the piano or something like that. Do you? I knew you were musical because you were good at it. Okay. And then you people go, there's a brown girl in the lane, tra-la-la-la-la, or use a Spanish rhythm or anything you want to, you know, on that. Okay, here we go. Well, let's see, I have to, oh, well, we'll get that going. There's a brown girl in the lane, tra-la-la-la-la, there's a brown girl. Clap your hands. Brown girl, clap your hands. Brown girl, clap your hands. Oh, she likes sugar and I like rum. There's a brown girl in the lane. La 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 la. There's a brown girl. Brown girl.
You started right down by the ocean.
Oh, down by the ocean, take a little swim.
Down by the ocean,
take a little swim.
Down by the ocean,
take a little swim. Oh, she likes sugar, and I like rum. There's a brown girl in the lane. La 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 la, there's a brown girl in the lane. Cheating again, you didn't swim. You know, if you get in the Hudson River,
sink or swim.
You gotta swim. Down by the ocean, take a little swim. Down by the ocean, take a little swim. Down by the ocean, take a little swim. Oh, she likes sugar and I like rum. There's a brown girl in the lane, la 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 la. Brown girl in the lane, la 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 la. There's a brown girl in the lane, la 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 la. Oh, she likes sugar and I like rum. Make a little motion, sing and make it fun. Make a little motion, sing and make it fun. Make a little motion, sing and make it fun. Oh, she likes sugar and I like rum. There's a brown girl in the lane, la 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 la. There's a brown girl in the lane, la 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 la. There's a brown girl in the lane, la 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 la. Oh, she likes sugar and I like rum. Hug and kiss your partner. Hug and kiss your partner. Hug and kiss your partner. Oh, she likes sugar and I like rum. There's a brown girl in the lane. Finger passes your nose, go just a short one, okay? Ready? Suck a piece of sugar cane. Suck a piece of sugar cane. Suck a piece of sugar cane. Oh, she likes sugar and I like rum. There's a brown girl in the lane. There's a brown girl. Oh, she likes sugar and I like Honey, when we do Sorry with a Fringe on Top, which is pretty soon, come on up again, and that'll be part of the Sorry. Well, I'm going to play my cornstalk fiddle. Now, this is educational, this part of the program, and I want you to watch closely. There's a reason. Now, in case you don't know about cornstalk fiddles, you'll probably never hear anything in your life with a tone like this has. Give me that A there. Tune it up. It's a little bit sharp, yeah. There it is. Oh, fiddle on a cornstalk, fiddle all day. Fiddle up a tune on the old...
That's the wrong pitch.
Huh?
Do it again. Do it again.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, fiddle on a cornstalk, fiddle all day. Fiddle up a tune in the old-time way. One, two, three, four, ready, set, go. Play the corn fiddle with a shoestring bow. Well, I feed my duck what the goose won't eat. Then I feed my pig what the duck won't eat. What the pig won't eat, I puts on the shelf. And when I gets hungry, I eats it myself.
Fiddle on a cornstalk, fiddle all day. Fiddle up a tune in the old-time way. One, two, three, four, ready, set, go. Play the corn fiddle with a shoestring bow.
Now, the surprise of the day is that I have about 9 cornstalk fiddles. And so we're going to have a cornstalk fiddle orchestra. So let's have some volunteers. You. Oh, I think you're good, too. And she's not looking at me. She's looking at Evelyn and won't look at me because I want you to play a cornstalk fiddle. Up here, though. Not back there. And now let's see. All right, how many do we have? All right. There we have a cornstalk fiddle right against the wall back there. And... another one, and another one. Oh, how many do we have now? Yeah, he can play a cornstalk fiddle. Sure. Of course. Now let's see. Some people pretend they don't see me. They look away. Yeah, well, turn it the other way. That's right. There we go. You have one left. Okay, let's see. We have... okay, we have a grand concert cornstalk fiddle. I think, who would like to come up? Who would volunteer to do this one? Thank you, Bill Spence. I'm glad that you volunteered. Well, who was it held their hand up just then? Come on up. Here's another one.
Which side of the bridge do you
push? I play anywhere that it makes the finest tone. Right there. Yeah, anywhere. Press kind of hard on it. There we go.
Somebody needs a little rosin.
Hey, Bill, where are you? I mean, Bill, come on up and we'll play a fiddle tune.
Yeah. Okay.
What a fantastic orchestra. We haven't chosen a concert master yet. Who's the, are you the concert master? Okay, here we go. Section on the right-hand side of us over here, like it is in the symphony, to the
left of the conductor.
See? So you should be over here. So stay over there, because we're going to do the Surrey with the fringe on top. Now, what we need is a very pretty girl, and I'm going to choose a very pretty girl. There she is, right back against the wall right there. You know why I chose her? Because I'm going to wink at her. Now, then. Okay. Now, the next thing we need is a fella who can yell very loud. See, what we have, we're going to do the Surrey with a fringe on top. And we have the Surrey, but we don't have the horse. And that's what we're building, is a horse. We're starting on one end of it and going to the other end. And so now I need a fella who can holler, "Get up." And I see him sitting right back there. He can holler, "Get up," because I've heard him do it. Now then, when he hollers, "Get up," I need someone to crack the whip. And that would be, now I gotta choose somebody that hasn't been up here. All right, that's you. Uh-huh.
In the striped shirt.
Yeah.
With the yellow thing.
Yes.
In front. Yeah.
That's right.
He
cracks the whip, okay? And you're next to these people over here. Move right over. And then we need someone that can whinny like a horse. Yes, and you've just been chosen. No, but that's all right. You can come up and do that too, but you have to whinny. Right here.
Yeah, there's a good one now.
Really
good
one.
And, now, the next thing I need are three people. I need someone that's a very strong man. Ooh. I know you live out in the country, and you must be strong the way you play that guitar. So come on up here, now this is someone's block that I knocked off. Don't worry, it was a long time ago. And you just hold that. Now then, I need someone that knows how to play the drums. The drums. There you are, sure. So I'll just give you one of these sticks. And since she knows how to play the drums, she knows how to hit that when you hold it up. Don't hit his finger. Now hit it. Hit it. Good. That's fine. All right. Now we need someone that doesn't know how to play the drums. And I think I'll choose you. And naturally, if he doesn't know how to play the drums, he'd hold it on the wrong end. Now, the next thing I need is someone to be the tail of the horse. Bill, I'm sorry you got... got left. Bill got left out. Okay. Now, you need
a microphone.
Yeah. Because now what happens is this.
What does the horse's tail say?
I wink at. Now, wait a minute. Yeah, you got to be over here. We have to be in line. You're right there. That's right. Now, I wink at you, and you wink at him, and he says, get up, and when he says, get up, you crack the whip, and when he cracks the whip, you whinny, and when she whinnies, the horse starts to go, and you go, see, and you go,
uh-oh.
Remember, every time I wink, so you have to, Maxine, you have to watch me closely now.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to close on one of my other favorite songs. It's just a nice sing-along, and it's about those suburbanite swallows that had some children that left home to seek their fortune. Once there was a swallow and her birdies three. Once there was a swallow and her birdies three. Birdies three a la Valletta. Birdies three a la Valletta and her birdies three. They were all so eager to be on their way. They were all so eager to be on their way. On their way, a la Valletta. On their way, a la Valletta. To be on their way. Said the anxious mother, you can barely fly. Said the anxious mother, you can barely fly. Barely fly, a la Valletta. Barely fly, a la Valletta. You can barely fly. But they would not listen, and they flew away. But they would not listen, and they flew away. Flew away, a la Valletta. Flew away, a la Valletta. And they flew away. To the woods they wandered, singing merrily. To the woods they wandered, singing merrily. Merrily, a la Valletta. Merrily, a la Valletta. Singing merrily. A hungry fox was waiting, and he gobbled them up. A hungry fox was waiting, and he gobbled them up. Gobbled them up, a la Valletta. Gobbled them up, a la Valletta. And he gobbled them up. Said the angry mother, I told you so. Said the angry mother, I told you so. Told you so, a la Valletta. Told you so, a la Valletta. And I told you so. It's a very sad story, and I think I'll cry. It's a very sad story, and I think I'll cry. Think I'll cry, a la Valletta. Think I'll cry, a la Valletta. And I think I'll cry.
Thank you. fingers are weary. The pipey is tuned and he's playing away.
Can't come to town for he's gone off today.
The skies like Edinburgh cloudy and gray, and the tune that they're playing is eerie.
Fare you well, you banks of Sicily. Fare you well, you valley and shore. There's no jock will mourn the loss of you. Poor bloody soldiers are weary.
The drummy is polished, the drummy is grand. He cannot be seen for his traps and his band. He's gait himself up for a furrow and stand to leave with his lallan this eerie.
Fare you well, you banks of Sicily. Fare you well, you valley and shore. There's no jock will mourn the loss of you. Poor bloody soldiers are weary. It's march down the stairs and light on the bay. Packs on your backs and the bolts are away.
Waiting your turn while the pipes and drums play.
And the tune that they're playing is eerie. Fare you well, you banks of Sicily. Fare you well, you valley and shore. There's no jock will mourn the loss of you. Poor bloody soldiers are we.
Thank you.